U.S. trans athlete allegedly talked about exploding the head of the president with dynamite. By Jacob Bliss on June 21, 2021. A transgender BMX freestyle rider and U.S. Olympic team alternate once allegedly made remarks about exploding the head of the president with dynamite, according to a report. In Facebook comments reported by conservative journalist Ian Miles Chung, Chelsea Wolfe, who will be a part of Team USA in the Summer Olympics this year as an alternate, allegedly wrote, "I would never say that someone should explode the head of the president. That would be legal." In a follow-up response, he added, "But I will say with dynamite. Because that's just a sentence fragment and doesn't actually mean anything. It's not necessarily related to the sentence that came before it." Breitbart News had previously reported on comments made by Wolf in which he said his goal was to go to the Olympics and win so he could burn the American flag on the podium. "My goal is to win the Olympics so I can burn a U.S. flag on the podium," Wolf wrote on Facebook in March of 2020, along with a pink news story detailing Trump's position on trans women competing against biological females. "This is what they focus on during a pandemic. Hurting trans children." However, Wolf told Fox News that the since-deleted post should not be construed as hatred towards America. "Anyone who thinks that I don't care about the United States is sorely mistaken," Wolf told Fox News. "One of the reasons why I work so hard to represent the United States in international competition is to show the world that this country has morals and values. That it's not all of the bad things that we're known for. I take a stand against fascism because I care about this country. And I'm not going to let it fall into the hands of fascists after so many people have fought and sacrificed to prevent fascism from taking hold abroad. As a citizen who wants to be proud of my home country, I'm sure as hell not going to let it take hold here." Team USA has not yet commented on Wolf's remarks.